7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Of course, now the wind has to come up a little bit. And here we go. Guess what? The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin an extraordinarily exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And yes, I am outdoors today. It's a beautiful day. It's very sunny. It's very clear. There's very little breeze. And there's a little woodpecker on the tree right in front of me. And he just had to do a little birdie tinkle. And there he goes. Squeak, 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 squeak. Just like my cat. Super happy that we just peed. Woo, it was a good success. Anyway, hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I'm walking around in Tranquility Park today. We're taking a slightly different path, though. We're taking the high road path, as I like to call it. Only because it's a little less treacherous than the low road pass. And I need to beware of treachery today because I woke up an hour later than normal. Well, the truth is, I forgot to set my drugs alarm. I don't have an alarm clock because there's a specific time I need to wake up. I have an alarm clock to tell me when to take certain drugs. So I forgot to set my drug alarm last night, and I woke up an hour and 15 minutes late today. Here come some doggos. Oh, now you recognize me? Now you see me? Somebody's walking some dogs out here on the lower path. There's a Weimaraner, and now these dogs are mud dogs. You guys are going to be muddy now. They found the water. They're muddy. They're having a good time. It's a nice warm day, and they're saying it's at least 11 degrees. It's 12 degrees right now. That's getting close to 55 degrees for my American listeners, and they're saying that it could hit 15 degrees. And this is would set a record. That would be 60 degrees for my American friends, and yeah, 60 degrees. You want to say 60 degrees, and that's, you know, at the end of February, when it should be totally freezing. So, now it's time to address the elephant in the room. Although it's not an elephant, and I'm not in a room. I'm outside, walking around, trying to get to the forest. I'm almost to the forest. I don't know what you're saying. You're saying, but Tobe, we hear synth. We hear synth in the background. There's no way you're carrying a synth around with you while you walk around in the... Oh, yes, there is. Oh, yes, I've got my pocket operator dangling around my neck. I couldn't really remember what I was recharging all the batteries for, so I just decided to throw some into the pocket operator. And in doing so, I also did a factory reset. Because I had messed up a number of parameters before, and I thought, oh, yeah, I'll fix it later. You know, you accidentally press a button, or you accidentally short something out on the back of the operator, and, you know, suddenly your toy doesn't work anymore. So anyway, running that in the background for no reason. Just one of the factory presets. Yeah, it has a lot of factory presets that I had to overwrite. Patterns that I had to overwrite because there's no memory. There's only 16 memory locations, and they're all full when it arrives, when the unit arrives in your home. And so if you want to save anything, you have to overwrite factory stuff. But it can be reset. And so that's what I did. I reset it. Uh-oh. Getting some wind now. Which way do I want to go? See, I was going to go around the back side. No. Let's go front side. To avoid the wind. Hopefully we can get into a windbreak. Here in another 10 meters. Yeah, here we go. So, because it's such a nice day. It's such a beautiful day. I'm just out and about walking around looking for stuff. I don't know what I'm looking for. There's not a lot to see. If there's people walking their dogs, then we've probably scared some of our makis and our turkeys and all our other friends that may be out. Turkeys are probably... I'm in a turkey zone right now. I'm looking around. Turkeys are probably... nesting right now. So maybe we'll... So we will see baby turkeys in a little while. Okay. So I'm gonna... We need some bass drop baby. Yeah. Funny thing is, it says, if you're not hearing bass drop baby, don't worry, neither am I. I am not monitoring this recording. Meaning, I'm not listening to any of this. As it's happening. I hear birds, but I don't see any interesting birds. Back into it. Oh. Okay, and because I woke up so early this morning, I took all my drugs late. About an hour and, 20 minutes late. So I was super wobbly all morning. Had a real difficult time walking around. Doing simple stuff. But now that the drugs are kicked in, yeah, I'm walking a little bit better. Alright, now I'm popping out of the forest here, and we're going to do something that we haven't done in years out here. I'm not going to follow the creek. I'm going to go up into the foresty bits, where the other end of the orchard, which isn't an orchard. There was a loud sound over there. I can hear it. Is it a bird doing stuff? I don't see anything. I shouldn't cross my legs as I walk like that. That's how you fall down, Tub. Don't want to fall down. So. I'm a little late on my drug schedule, but that's okay. Oh, okay. Here's some raptor pellets in the middle of the path. That's cool. Means we got big raptors hanging around, but we knew that already. We got Cooper's hawks, and we got red-tail hawks. We got other stuff hanging out here. We occasionally see bald eagles, of course, and, what was that? There's something behind me. Am I being stalked? I hope I'm being stalked by a tiger. Ugh. So So now the path sort of does a U-turn, and we can sort of face back uphill into the forest, see if we can find that tiger that is obviously stalking me. And this is a bunch of sumac. This is the sumac zone. The sumac is not even budding yet. It's one of the first things that starts to come back alive in the spring. I am seeing moss. There's some nice green moss here on the sides of the path. It looks beautiful. It is lovely. And lots of sumac. I don't see any tigers or any large cats stalking me. Which is, I don't know, vaguely disappointing. But boy, this path really winds around through here. I'm out of the sumac and I'm in deciduous stuff. But I'm right on the edge with the evergreens. See, back many, many years ago, before I was born, this whole park, you know, at first it was farmland, I'm sure, but by the time the city acquired it, they started using it for trees. It was sort of the city arboretum. They would just take trees from here. And there's a squirrel by the tree. Hi, Mr. Squirrely. Oh, I didn't bring my camera. I was too busy thinking about... Hey, look at that big auger. I was too busy thinking about the pocket operator. That I forgot to bring my camera. That's okay. I kind of like that big old auger. I want to take a picture of it, but yeah, no camera. Oh, we changed the beat in the background. Wagga wagga wagga's a good zoo. How am I gonna get out of here? Is there? This might be a mistake. Did I just set myself up on a path that's gonna take forever to get back down to civilization? Anyway, as you look around here, you can sometimes find these big divots in the ground where trees have been removed to be relocated. So, you know, whenever anybody hits a tree in a median or anything, or a city tree gets taken out, boom, this is where they would grow the trees. And that's why we have these sort of pseudo orchards that have gotten big and have grown into forests now, because this has been going on for a long time. I mean, things growing here, and well, it's overgrown and it's not used as much as it once was. And it's a weird part of the park. What's going on? Oh, there's something going on over here. Yeah, like here. Here's a big divot where there was once a tree that got moved. That's fairly fresh within the last couple of years. Looks like some of the neighborhood kids have built themselves a little fort over here, made up of old pallets. Then again, it could also be a homeless person's camp, but we're really kind of, most of the, well, that's not true. Because there's a Walmart nearby, probably within a mile, you can find a lot of mendicants in my neighborhood these days. Should I cut across? Yeah. For the sake of my own health and safety, I'm gonna go tracing through the brown dried grass and over here to another section of the same trail. This trail just winds back and forth. It doesn't go anywhere. It's a bike trail, so it's just a lot of turns and doing loopy stuff. And I'm gonna jump over here to this part of the trail so we can make our way back. Make our way back to wherever it is I came from. Not sure where I am right now. And that's cool too. Give me some bass drop, baby. Highest pitch bass drop baby ever. Oh, getting worn out. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tug, but it's Tuesday. Doesn't that mean you're going to have tacos today? Well, technically, this week is a taco week. I didn't have tacos last week, but I did have tacos 2 weeks ago. I'm listening. I thought I heard something. Maybe not. What's that up there? Do I see a thing in the trees? No. I don't think so. So anyway, I don't think I'm going to do tacos today because I want to spend my expendable dollars, my cash, on something else coming up here. I got to save up some cash. And also, I've bought a lot of food over the weekend. I've got lots of meals. And so I don't really want to go out and spend my entertainment cash on food, on tacos. Okay, here's a dead tree that has lost its bark over the winter. This is gonna get fungaloid. You gotta remember this is here. Oh, and this is kind of convenient because this part of the path leads right back to the road. Okay. Maybe not the best choice, but when I say the road, I mean the little road that the park rangers, whatever we call them, managers, the groundskeepers, ground takers, the crank rockers, the guys who are doing stuff around here. It's a little road that kind of leads from their little caretaker shack up to where these tennis courts are. Now we got wind to deal with. And where the ice rink is. Yeah, this park is huge. And somewhere up there, a good, what is it? I can see it. A good half or more kilometers. That's 0.6 kilometers. That's 0.7 kilometers right there. There's tennis courts up there. This park is huge. Oh, a big shadow just went over me. I'm looking up in the sky. I see nothing. Maybe it was just those little birds. Little birds can cause big shadows. But now I'm walking along the side of the incipients of the little creek. Basically, there's a residential neighborhood right behind me. And this is the low spot. And so all the water that drains out of this neighborhood feeds this culvert, which runs underground for 200 meters. And then it becomes the little creek that we're always walking around in. Well, not in, but above. The little creek where we find lots of marmots. But I'm seeing none right now. The little creek that carved out the pit of despair. What was that sound? Something from the neighborhood. Yeah, I can actually see the backs of houses 200, 220 meters away. out of this path. What was that sound? Or is that just me? Because the ground is squishy now. I'm going to look over the side of this cliff just in case. And there's a marmot den right here under these roots and stuff. Is there a Mati in there? Are you home, Mr. Mati? Who knows? I can see some kind of tracks down there in the mud. Could be marmot. Could be raccoon. I'm going to stay out of the squishy part of the path for a minute and walk along on the grass. Oh, squishy again. Not good. And I am now finding the footprints of that lady who was walking her dogs and the dog prints. So that's fun. Let's go back to a little bass drop baby here. Yeah. And out. Alright, so I've now entered the mushroom zone. We sort of looped around on the high road and we're coming back on the path that we're usually taking when we're walking around in this area. I'm approaching the pit of despair from the other direction. Ooh, look at this. This is Mati action. I think we got ourselves an open... Yeah. We got a den in use. We're sort of on that funny point where the creek turns. The little creek turns about 90 degrees. You can see this on a map or a satellite photo of Tranquility Park, Omaha, Nebraska. And now we're in there's this little point where there's a lot of marmot dens on this side. So we can only see the marmots when we're on the other side of the creek. But yeah, there's been some climbing. I can see spots where leaves have been pushed away because Matis have been climbing, and other animals have been going down into the creek. Other animals such as, I don't know, turkeys probably can't climb that, who knows. But, you know, raccoons, foxes, possums. I can hear a woodpecker up here. It's one of those little guys. He's going da-donk, 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 da-donk. Oh, look at this. Here on the ground. Just on the edge of the path. What was the hell? What was that sound? Was that just a dead branch falling out of a tree? That was a lot of movement. But there's puffballs. There's old puffballs here. I'm picking them up. And I'm going to take them over here to this spot. This high spot. And boom, I dropped it. Spores everywhere. I'm picking up a stick. Boom, 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 boom. It's like yellow smoke is coming out of these puffballs. It's spores. I'm sporing the hell out of this place. Because I love puffballs. Kind of want to take this with me and spore up my yard, spore up my neighborhood with these big old puffs. I think these, if I remember right, these are pear puffs. I'm still beating at them, making them spore out. The slight breeze is causing the spores to drift. Drift all over, baby. And the only reason I don't pick that up and take it with me is I have nowhere to put it but my pocket. Which would be a problem. Then I would just have a lot of spores in my pocket. Ooh, slippery. Slippery. Slippery mud, and I'm very wobbly. Do I need to take a break? No. I want to go to the store and buy some more of that chicken tikka masala. Because I'm done and I only have one left. And I've only got like three or four naan left. Alright, I'm at the horizontal forest. Hold on a second. Let's look around. Look around. I don't see anything. There's nothing happening at all. Not at all. So, the thing is, the giant mega Asian market, which is just called the Asian market, that's the name of it. It's a pan-Asian grocery store. But the problem is, it gets very crowded. It's more crowded than any grocery store I've been to. This is mostly because it's not laid out like a normal grocery store. You know, this is a mom and pop operation that got huge. And being as they don't have a lot of experience building grocery stores and aren't corporate, you know, this place gets a little crowded. It's very hard to move in because they put the checkouts in the wrong place. So sometimes I don't like to go there. You gotta go there only at certain times. But I'm thinking of all the other Indian groceries, because I want onion kulcha. Now that I've seen it, now that I know that this particular brand that makes really, really good bread, now that I know that they make onion kulcha, I really want to try it. This is just not a good time to go to that store, though. So I'm thinking of all the Indian-specific groceries around here. Where's the closest one? Oh, big wind. Big wind. And do they have what I want? Oh, and here's a depressing thought. One of the Nepalese restaurants in my neighborhood has closed. And it was the fast food one. It was basically kind of a walk-in. You know, you go up and you order at the counter. It's a takeout place, carryout. Let's think of it as a Nepalese chippy. But it has appeared to close. I drove by it on the way out here. It was dark and there was a white piece of paper taped on the door. That didn't look good. Oh, and in other bad news, the one good pizza place in town may have finally gone belly up. The Emeritus and I went out there last week to grab a Zuh, and they weren't open. And it was supposed to be, you know, business hours for them. There's nobody there. Yikes. Whoa, big slip, but I recovered. So I gotta find a new pizza place. Which may be an old pizza place. What's it called again? Carmela's? There used to be one over there. There used to be one over there. Gonna have to look and see if any of these places exist anymore. Where am I gonna go for pizza when I want pizza? I don't know. Got plenty of other non-New York style options. But, I mean, come on. You can't have that all the time. Alright. So, I'm not too far away from my car. I'm still a bit wobbly. Just waddling down the path here. Coming to this little funny drain spot. Is this drainage or is this a spring? This could actually be a spring right here. Or there's a spring right up the hill or something, because this water just comes from nowhere. This is where those dogs were when they were getting
This is the
nutty.
End of the line for me.
Ran out of time again.
Yes.
Wasn't paying any attention at all. Let's go out on bass drop, baby. It's
show.